Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we are going to curate some culture. Whereas a line to get into a haunted house might take seemingly forever, I can get you in and out of a cultural institution in 5 minutes flat. But instead of being afraid of what lies around the next corner, you can be confident that new cultural experiences won't be frightening. Being able to curate culture is no trick, but a great treat right outside your door. When was the last time you did something considered cultured? Like visit a museum, attend a performance of some kind, camp at a festival, hear a lecture, read a book cover to cover. All right? Think about the percentage of your life that you spend doing such activities. Like a spooky attraction, there are surprises everywhere you look. But also, like a haunted house, most folks only do these types of activities once or twice a year. Sadly, for many, if not the majority of folks, cultural experiences are not a regular part of their lives. Instead, their outings consist of eating out, drinking out, and their consumption of screens that greatly overshadows any other type of exposure to the cultural types of events we identified above. To get cultured, we need to be better curators of what we expose ourselves to. And I'm not talking about drinking the right kefir. So how do I get interested in enlightenment, you ask? You don't. To start, you just go and go and go and go. And before you know it, you have made it through the maze and stared down the chainsaws to a habit of cultural curation. YouTune was brought to you today by Omar's Gyros, with the goods for people who like to eat. Omar's Gyros now offers curbside catering for your next event. Birthdays, corporate function, holiday get-togethers. Omar will bring the pita sandwiches to you, which include veggie, falafel, chicken, and gyro pita sandwiches made to order with all the accoutrements. Inquiries on reserving a date can be made by email at motazalbana, that's M-O-A-T-A-Z-A-L, B-A-N-A 3021 at yahoo.com or by phone at 614-886-2509. My pro tip? I remember the days when I would look at my local newspaper to find out what was going on around town, and I would put events that I was interested in on my New Yorker daily calendar. So when the day came, I would simply execute. Today, with the internet, we have access to so much more. Facebook is a great place to get event reminders. I have been using Macaroni Kids with great success. The process doesn't matter, but the outcome does. Put it on the calendar and go. It's as simple as that. Before you know it, you'll be the master curator of what you will put into your personal museum. Time for our movie motivation. Being that this is about culture, today's film is a period piece during the cultural upheaval of China's political turmoil during the mid-20th century. Farewell, My Concubine is a 1993 Chinese drama film directed by Chen Kagi. The story is about two male stars in the Peking opera troupe and the woman who comes between them. The complex relationships between these three characters is then tested in the succession of political upheavals that encompass China from the onset of the Second Sino-Japanese War to the Cultural Revolution. Overall, the film is a great lesson in the sweeping changes in culture one can experience and, in general, is an inspiration to some of the lavish productions and rich cultural heritage not readily found in theaters or on Netflix. To learn more about being a curator of culture and deep thoughts about your life, you can listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on WCBE.org on 90.5 FM at 2:30 p.m. on Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.